And should you need a reminder, I mean, you might be sleepy. Today is the official start of the holiday shopping season. And NPR's Mandalit Del Barco tested out a few of this year's hottest toys. They are space weapons, drones, and droids in anticipation of next month's release of the new Star Wars movie.
The Force doesn't awaken till December 18th, so Star Wars fans are scrutinizing the new toys for clues of what's in the new movie. There's the red lightsaber used by the mysterious new villain Kylo Ren. There are talking action figures of the new heroes.
My name's Finn, and I'm in charge now.
I never should have rescued you!
There are blasters and Lego sets and talking stormtrooper masks.
Drop the weapons, now!
And with a flip of a button on this mask, you can modify your own voice.
To be working on this, it's a toy designer's dream come true.
That's Nomi Vella. She's a design director for toys at Disney. She and her team work with Lucasfilm to get the details right.
We were making the product as the movie was being developed, so we would get swatches from Lucas. We were like, what does this look like? And we would get a swatch from the costume. So they were very collaborative.
In the new movie, some of the original characters are back. So is the starship, the Millennium Falcon. There's a new remote-controlled version for sale. But by far the most popular new Star Wars toy is a small, adorable droid called BB-8. The director of licensing for Lucasfilm, Divya Dalal, explains that this BB-8 is controlled by a smartphone app.
So BB-8's learning the room right now, learning all the obstacles, moving around. Then you have the drive mode, and that allows you to move the droid all around the room and allow it to explore, go scare your little sister.
Hasbro has a slightly bigger, more affordable version that's not app-enabled, but the little BB-8 toy by Sphero retails for $155. It allows users to record holographic messages, and it follows voice commands.
Look around. It's a trap.
Disney seems to be playing this up with the signs in store windows saying, this is the droid you're looking for. So I imagine that that's going to be the hot seller.
Chris Taylor is the author of a book on the business of the multi-billion-dollar franchise called How Star Wars Conquered the Universe.
It had a lot of people really wondering how they do it. You know, obviously it's done with magnets somehow, but it's a beautiful-looking toy that is also on the cutting edge of technology.
Star Wars toys are the number one property of the year, says Julie Lynette, the senior vice president of the U.S. Toys Division at the NPD Group.
What's interesting with Star Wars is it's been in the top 10 properties for the last 10 years, since the last movie. So with the movie, it just is going to exaggerate the sales.
She estimates there are at least 50 licenses for Star Wars merchandise. Disney and Lucasfilm before it have been very careful and very secretive about their licensees. But they're not the only toys on the market this season. Nerf guns and Hot Wheels, Barbies and Shopkins characters remain perennial favorites. But they'll have a tough time competing because the new Star Wars movie opens a week before Christmas, with more toys unveiled then. If none of this appeals to the kid in you, there's always a $40 Death Star waffle maker, a $99 Darth Vader silver charm, or the $4,000 Millennium Falcon bed.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.